It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
You know, I would say good afternoon, but it's a great afternoon. What a weekend. Conference tournaments wrap up. Selection Sunday last night. Today it's Selection Monday here on Cole & Company for 2022 Bracket Attack. Good vibes all around. Welcome in Monday edition of the show. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. And we got a lot to get to on a Monday. It is March 14th of 2022. And we are here, folks. The NCAA tournament is upon us for the men and the women. As you'll hear, first four games beginning tomorrow night here on The Fan. And I always tell you at the top of the show to make sure you bookmark the website. It's all new, 1650thefan.com. And with all of the basketball that's coming your way over the next week to 3 weeks, along with Waterloo Blackhawks hockey, and not long after that, Chicago Cubs baseball, it is the time, if you have not, bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com, and just go to the on-air tab on the homepage, and then click on broadcast calendar so you can know what games are airing when, as the madness is here. And the madness, as I pointed out last week, really begins genuinely when the calendar does turn to March, as there's this, you know, battle for positioning in conference tournaments, right? Or a battle for a regular season conference tournament championship. And then the page quickly turns to those conference tournaments, and we saw Iowa State just get outgunned by a really good Texas Tech team that's a three seed. If I'm not mistaken, right? I've got that right. They're not on the four line, are they? They are three seed. I did remember that correctly. And that Red Raiders team very much looks like it could be one of a couple Big 12 teams that could make a deep, deep run in this tournament. They will get it going on, is that Thursday? I think it's Thursday from what I see here against Montana State, Texas Tech will. So the Iowa State men come up short, or make an early exit, I should say, in the Big 12 tournament. We heard that last week here on The Fan. The Iowa State women, they get to the semifinals, come up short against Texas. I thought they gave the Longhorns their best shot of the season so far. But that Big 12 women's basketball tournament was, I mean, that was high-level basketball. Baylor ends up winning that, as you might imagine, beating Texas in the championship. But what a great year for Big 12 women's basketball. We'll make sure that if we can squeeze them in, we will get the Iowa State women on The Fan here. So a lot, like I said, as you might imagine, a lot to get to. Dial me up if you want to join in with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. 319-277-1918 or 800-913-9479. Like the Facebook page, 1650-102.3 The Fan. Type that in. You'll see it pop up. Hammer the like button. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. And email me if you'd rather do that in lieu of calling. By all means, fire away. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. Area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments to get things going, as we always do, to start the show. And we got a lot of audio I want to get to today. TJ Otzelberger, Bill Finley, Fran McCaffrey, Keegan Murray. So all that coming up here in just a few short moments after we're done there. We take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of this beautiful Monday. I took a look at the 10-day forecast. My goodness, that is quite possibly the most beautiful thing I have seen in the year 2022 so far. So, and quite frankly, I think we deserve it. So a lot of great things going on right now in our lovely state. And after we come back from that first break, John Walters, the excellent play-by-play voice of Iowa State men's basketball, will join us, as he usually does on a Monday. You follow John on Twitter at JWCyclonesTV. And we'll dig in on this matchup, as the Clones showed up as the 11 seed in the Midwest region. They will go to Milwaukee on Friday to take on LSU. The Tigers, 22-11 this season. Cyclones, 20-12. And I think it's a really good draw. LSU fired their head coach here at the end of the season, and so they've got that noise going on. Not necessarily the hottest finish to the season for the Tigers, and, you know, to be fair, same for Iowa State. But I think if you were going to handpick somebody on a 6-11 matchup, this would be the one that you would pick if you're a Cyclone fan. And a win could potentially mean a game against either Wisconsin or Colgate, the 3-14 matchup on the other side of that pod, and that would be on Sunday. So we'll see. Just buckle up, right? Iowa State as the 11 seed taking on LSU, the 6 seed, and coverage of that one will begin at 5:20 on Friday here on The Fan. So we'll talk about it with John Walters in the next segment. After we're done there, we'll take the timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back from that break, and folks, it is selection show pardo today, as the NCAA selection show, obviously last night, but for the 64 lucky registrants that got in to our 2022 Bracket Attack competition, presented by Ted's Home and Hardware, Rudy's Tacos, Dale Howard Auto Center in Waverly, Beaver Hills Country Club, Karen's Print Right, and Simpson Floor Covering. We have the Bracket Attack selection show. Find out which team you are paired with in the bracket, and by nature, find out what your likelihood is of winning a number of our great prizes. And for details, if you're unfamiliar with what's up for grabs this year, go to the website, 1650thefan.com. As I mentioned, we'll do that in the third segment of today's show. And after we are done with today's show, I'll make sure and get that bad boy up online, and you can just click into it from the homepage. It'll be right there for you in case you missed it, or one of your buddies texted you that couldn't tune in. So, yeah, a lot to get to. Let's not dilly-dally around here. As final segment, of course, we get you that NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We come back, wrap up the show. All right, area sports news and scores. Tonight in high school track, the Mississippi Valley Conference Boys Indoor Track and Field Championships are actually taking place right now at the Unidome. Action got going at 4:30. Of course, Cedar Falls, Waterloo West, and East are among the schools competing. The Mississippi Valley Conference Girls Track Championships will take place tomorrow. So, as I mentioned, Iowa State men, the 11 seed in the Midwest Regional, and play LSU on Friday in Milwaukee, the hometown of Cyclone coach TJ Otzelberger. Cyclones enter that game 20-12.
You know, this is the time of the year where everybody's 0-0. There's a reason why it's so exciting, and we all love being part of it, and we're fortunate to be playing in it. So we know there's going to be a lot of upsets, and we need to do everything we can between now and Friday to put ourselves in position to be one of them.
Also, as I mentioned before, LSU, they had their head coach Will Wade fired. He is in the midst of an NCAA investigation.
Today we're 13-0 against teams that aren't in the Big 12, so our guys should have a tremendous level of confidence. This is a new season. And, you know, we're playing not far from here. We should have some great fan support and a lot of guys with the local connections. So great opportunity in front of us.
And in case you needed a reminder, Otzelberger took over the Cyclone program that won only two games last season.
Credit to our guys, right? Like, really proud of them. Certainly, I don't think anybody would have expected us to be in the tournament this year. So that was great, you know, to have the undefeated, non-conference. The win we had, big win we had over our rival, the margin was great. And then, like, for our guys, when our back was against the wall and we were pretty candid about we need to win four more games, and it probably was four more games, three more probably wouldn't have been enough based on where we were seated. So, really proud of our guys to do that as well.
Meanwhile, the Iowa Hawkeyes won the Big Ten tournament for the first time since 2006 yesterday. Hawkeyes turned back a late Purdue rally for a 75-66 win, avenging two regular season losses to the Boilermakers. And Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says it was depth that allowed the Hawkeyes to win four games in 4 days.
Today, Joe Toussaint in the first half, Joshua Gundelay, Peyton Sanford, Connor down the stretch, Patrick at the start of the second half. I mean, you sort of expect it from Keegan, J-Bo, right? Tony Perkins took it to another level. Chris and Phillip. I mean, those two are hard guys to bang with.
The Hawkeyes are the fifth seed in the Midwest Regional, open the NCAA tournament Thursday in Buffalo, New York, against a Richmond Spiders team that upset Davidson to win the A-10 tournament title.
Well, you know, the hard thing is to understand how great this is, but now flip the switch, right? Because the next one, we want to get that one too. We want to go for a run. We just went on a run. We've been on a run. We want to keep going on a run.
Here's sophomore forward Patrick McCaffrey on winning that Big Ten title.
You just kind of overcome with emotion and love and respect for first of all, for Purdue. And then next, for our teammates, coaches, everybody. Nobody believed we could do this coming into the year. Except everybody in this locker room. And like Courtney says, rents due every day, and we pay rent, and we continue to do so. So, it's just an unimaginable feeling. I'm so happy.
Meanwhile, the Iowa and Iowa State women will host the opening two rounds of the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes are seated second in the Greensboro Regional and play Illinois State on Friday. The other first-round game pits Colorado and Creighton. Here's Iowa guard Caitlin Clark.
And it is a big deal to host on the women's side, and having that home court advantage, I think, will be huge for us, and I think it's going to be pretty packed.
Iowa State hosts UT Arlington Friday in Ames. The Cyclones are 26-6 after falling to Texas in the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament.
As disappointed as we were against Texas, I think they were also motivated and excited about how hard they played. I think we're in a good spot. I think they're certainly excited and flattered to be a part of this.
In the AP Top 25 for men's college basketball, Iowa, as you might imagine, made a big jump up eight spots from 24 to 16 after that Big Ten tournament championship. Gonzaga continues to be number one, Arizona is second, and Kansas is third. The UNI men's basketball team is headed to the NIT. The Panthers play at three-seed St. Louis Wednesday night at 7. Panthers are 19-11, regular season MVC champs. Billikens, 23-11, finished fourth in the A-10. Illinois State finished the game on an 8-0 run to defeat the UNI women's basketball team 50-48 in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament Championship yesterday in Moline. Tough loss for the Panthers, who led most of the game and just missed out on qualifying to the NCAA tournament. UNI led at halftime, were ahead with over 5 minutes left in the game by six, failed to score that last 5 minutes, and as a result, Panthers, they're in the WNIT. They host Kansas City on Thursday night at McLeod Center, 6 o'clock tip. Kansas City is 23-8. They placed third in the Summit League. In case you missed it, Saturday night, Wartburg captured the NCAA Division III Wrestling Championship in Cedar Rapids. Knights win their 15th championship in program history, despite not crowning an individual champion. Despite no national champions, all seven of Wartburg's qualifiers earned All-American status. And you heard it yesterday here on The Fan. The Waterloo Blackhawks concluded a busy weekend with a 3-1 loss at Omaha. Waterloo gave up a pair of goals in the second period. It was the Hawks' second straight loss to the Lancers after dropping a 5-2 decision at home on Saturday night. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast. All coming your way on the other side. We're talking Iowa State men's basketball. 11 seed take on 6 seed LSU. The play-by-play voice, John Walters, joins us next on a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Well, the Patriots are big on value and didn't value J.C. Jackson enough. He's leaving the Patriots for a 5-year deal with the Chargers that reportedly includes $40 million in guaranteed money. The 26-year-old is coming off his first Pro Bowl season. Mitchell Trubisky looking to resurrect his career and is doing so in Pittsburgh, getting a 2-year deal with the Steelers. Former Temple star Hassan Reddick returns to Philly, reportedly coming to terms with the Eagles on a 3-year deal with 30 of the $45 million guaranteed. Teddy Bridgewater, back in his native Florida, reportedly signing with the Dolphins to back up Tua Tagovailoa. The Rams have re-signed tackle Joe Noteboom to a 3-year deal worth a total of $40 million with $25 million guaranteed. The Bengals fortified their offensive line, signing Alex Capo away from the Bucs for a 4-year deal. The Bills kept one offensive lineman, signed another, and said goodbye to another. They signed center Mitch Morse to a 2-year deal worth over $19 million and also come to terms with Roger Saffold, while Darrell Williams was waived. The Freddie Freeman era in Atlanta seems to be over, with the Braves acquiring Matt Olson from the A's. The Reds sent Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez to the Mariners for 3 prospects. All-star shortstop Fernando Tatis of the Padres will miss 3 months with a fractured wrist. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Pat Hughes. Listen to the Chicago Cubs and fly the W right here on 1650 The Fan.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwienji.
The temps might be cold, but at Waterloo Schools, our students are turning up the heat and celebrating some major accomplishments. Big congratulations to Abby Winland of West High. Abby won the Northern Festival of Bands solo competition, which earned her a spot performing in the Honor Band concert. Abby also earned a generous scholarship to study music at UNI. And in the academic arena, let's hear it for East High senior Alonzia Quinn, who has received a full-ride scholarship to Stanford University, where she'll be studying human biology. Our Waterloo East High speech team has qualified students to the State Speech Festival for the last 5 years in a row, a school record. East High senior Gabe Evans will be traveling to Birmingham this summer as the East Iowa's representative in dramatic interpretation. Our Waterloo School students are award-winning athletes, thespians, musicians, and more, and they truly take advantage of the many extracurriculars we offer. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org.
Winter weather is tough on our vehicles. At Tommy's Express Car Wash, we can clear away the salt, slush, and sand and leave your vehicle shiny like new. Our state-of-the-art dryers will quickly dry your vehicle, while our new ceramic wax will protect your paint all winter long. Just stop into our location at 3110 University Drive in Waterloo to keep the winter blues away and find out about our memberships. Tommy's Express Car Wash. It's your time to shine.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
NCAA tournament, both Iowa and Iowa State going dancing. The Cyclones will play Friday in the opening round against LSU. Iowa State an underdog by 4.5 points. The over-under is set at 126.5. Iowa will take on Richmond Thursday. The Hawkeyes, coming off winning the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis, are an 8.5-point favorite against the Spiders. The over-under is 150.5. NBA, the Chicago Bulls on the road. They'll face the Sacramento Kings. Bulls favored by 5, minus 215 on the money line, while the Kings are plus 180. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony Dazzieri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 31. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs around 56. Lows dip down to about 38 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temps well above average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-50s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 55.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
That's some well-timed Tom Petty right there. As it is that time of the year, 68 teams trying to run down a dream, and it'll all begin tomorrow with action in the first four of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and you'll hear it right here on The Fan starting at 5:30 as Texas A&M Corpus Christi will take on Texas Southern in one of those first four games. That'll be followed up by Indiana against Wyoming. Right now, though, we are talking about the Iowa State Cyclones. They are the 11 seed in the Midwest region. They will take on LSU in Milwaukee on Friday night. Pregame coverage with the man I'm bringing in now, the play-by-play voice, John Walters, will begin at 5:20 on Friday. John, as I said when we connected during the break there, as you said, days like yesterday never get old, and it's got to hit just a little bit more special when you're talking about a program that was coming off of a 2-22 season, just had to add a little bit extra to what's always, like you mentioned, such a special moment.
Yeah, really, no doubt. I think for these guys, reaching the NCAA tournament is a great accomplishment, period. And they did it. Nobody thought they could do it. They did it, and here they are. So I think everything going forward is just a celebration and gravy added to it. But they accomplished their goal. And now that you're there, you get greedy and you want a little bit more, you know. And just a quick correction for you, just so you know, for your programming purposes, I think we'll probably come on the air at 5 because they don't like going middle of the hour, you know, weird time. So
okay.
I think we'll come on the air at 5 for a 6:20 tip, so we'll have a longer pregame than usual, but that's okay. This event's worth it. And, it's special to be involved. It does never get old. And, you know, for so many of these guys, this is a whole new experience. So something really fun and something to really look forward to, a restart to your season, if you will. Obviously, the Big 12 tournament didn't go the way Iowa State had hoped. I think Texas Tech had an awful lot to do with that. But you know what? You get a fresh start against a team outside the Big 12. And when Iowa State hasn't played teams in the Big 12 this season, they're 13-0. So, you know, let's see if they can go out and have some success against another non-conference opponent.
And that's what seems so important here, John, for the Cyclones to be able to make some noise, is because they just battled and came up just shy of being 500 in the Big 12. But I can think back to just how, you know, it was just such a ride watching non-conference play, and you rack up the 12 straight wins to begin the season, and now it's just like you mentioned, it's a fresh start. So do you get that sense? Did you maybe get that sense from the team last night that there's some, like, a breath of fresh air, and that it's genuinely like, you know, yeah, we struggled a little bit down the stretch. You know, we got some things to work on with our offense, but we are genuinely going to be able to turn the page and just kind of go into this like we're 0-0.
Yeah, I mean, if you think back to at one point, when Iowa State played Baylor, they were two of the only undefeated teams remaining in college basketball. Another one was LSU, the team that Iowa State's getting ready to play. They were 12-0 also. So both these teams got off to terrific starts. Then you get into Big 12 conference play, and the league literally cannibalized itself. I mean, you know, we knew it would happen. You go from January 1st, everybody saying the Big 12's going to get, eight teams in the NCAA tournament, best conference in America. Nothing's changed, in my opinion, on that. The difference is now we're down to 6 teams in the tournament, and a lot of brackets that you see don't have Big 12 teams getting very far. Because they've absorbed some losses, all of them have, and the league co-champions each had 4 losses. So I think people tend to say, even though Baylor's a 1 seed, I think I'll pick UCLA or somebody else out of that bracket. Kansas is a 1 seed, I got Iowa or somebody else out of that bracket, which I understand. Iowa's been playing great. Mm-hmm. But the point is, I think these teams are still pretty good, and I think Texas Tech's really good too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think the Big 12 will represent well. You never know. It's a crapshoot. But I do think the Big 12 will represent well in the NCAA tournament. And for a team like Iowa State that depends on its physicality and its toughness, that's something that you hope that even though you saw it night in and night out in the Big 12 conference, that maybe you can hit somebody a little bit off guard that's not quite ready for it in an NCAA tournament environment. where you jump out to a quick lead, you play really well, you punch them in the mouth first, and you get out to a lead and then play with that lead. And I think that would be a really good formula for Iowa State to have success against LSU.
Yeah, and watching the selection show and seeing the draw, John, Iowa State doesn't have the fortune of being one of the many teams in the tournament that are coming in hot. And that's why we were just talking about what we were talking about, which is a fresh start. LSU could use a fresh start as much as anybody as well, which is a big reason why I think this is such a good matchup for Iowa State. And I think a lot of other people probably share the brain, as you know, they've just fired their coach, Will Wade, and it's due to an NCAA investigation. There's a lot of noise going on as a result of that around this LSU program. And if there's anything that T.J. Otzelberger has made clear, it's that he's got his team's attention, and they're a very focused group. There's a lot of things that make you feel good about this matchup.
Yeah, I think there's some intangibles that certainly work to Iowa State's favor, although I don't know how many conclusions he can draw from Will Wade getting fired, because that thing has been coming for a long time. The timing of it obviously isn't great on the Saturday before Selection Sunday. But I remember Steve Fisher all of a sudden getting elevated to the Michigan head coaching job and going out, you know, and doing what he did. And so strange things do happen in college basketball. Sometimes those interim coaches, they can ride that wave for a while. So we'll see. But I do think that obviously LSU, it's a discombobulating thing to all of a sudden have not only your head coach but your top assistant coach fired right before the Selection Sunday show. How do you adjust to that on the fly? It's going to be tough for them. They are really talented. I've watched a couple of their games. They've got three really good players that I think a couple of them have a great chance to play in the NBA. But they've been up and down. You know, like Iowa State, they started 12-0, but then they've kind of hit the skids, and they kind of bounce back and forth between having some really good wins and having some really bad losses. And so, I'll be curious. I think the thing about the NCAA tournament is you don't play these games in a vacuum, and you just never know what the mindset of the other guy is, and so you might have a decent feel for what the mindset of your team is, but you're never quite sure what the mindset of the other guy is. And so, a lot of times these strange results happen in the NCAA tournament, and it's a one and done. It's a one-shot deal on a neutral floor. It's why this is the greatest tournament in the world, because it's so unpredictable. And, hopefully this time that works to Iowa State's advantage. I wasn't disappointed at all with an 11 seed. In fact, I was kind of hoping for an 11 seed over maybe an 8 or a 9. I think if you're going to try to get out of the first weekend, doing it from the 11 spot is certainly a little bit simpler of a route. Not that there's anything easy about beating LSU and probably Wisconsin, but, you're not facing a 1 seed. So, for Iowa State, if they can kind of recapture some of the magic that they had early in the season or even in conference play with some of the big wins there, I think they're very capable of competing and having a chance. And so we'll just see. We'll go one game at a time and see how far they can go.
John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company for a couple more minutes. And, John, as you mentioned, recapturing the magic of what Iowa State did in the non-conference. And Coach Otzelberger has been steadfast in saying that when their offense struggles, it's because they're not getting enough done on the defensive end of the floor. So do you think that perhaps there's some things that can be absent the defense that can provide a little bit of a spark here in a new season for that offense? Or are you right there with Coach Otzelberger and just go, it's not too complicated. You do this and that on defense. Those things should take care of themselves on the other end of the floor.
Yeah, I think that, Iowa State's formula isn't going to change greatly overnight. They're going to still rely on the same things that made them successful during the course of the season, being hard-nosed, playing tougher than the opponent, playing great defense, getting out in transition off forcing turnovers. Iowa State's 13th in the nation in forcing turnovers. LSU's really good in that category, too. These two teams kind of follow the same formula a little bit. LSU leads the nation in steals, and they get so many of your points. I think about 35% of the scoring comes off turnovers, so they get out in transition very well. Puts a lot of pressure on a guy like Tyrese Hunter, but he's a freshman who's going home to Milwaukee and is super excited about that and always rises up on a big stage, and I think that he'll play very well. But how well Iowa State handles LSU's pressure is going to go a long way toward dictating whether or not they're able to pull the upset.
And, John, how about Tyrese Hunter? I want to ask you about Tyrese before we're done here today because he wins Big 12 Freshman of the Year. We had that sense but didn't quite know that he was mature beyond his years. Of course, he, like all of his teammates, wanted to make more noise in that Big 12 tournament. But whether the results have been good, bad, or indifferent, how do you feel about the Cyclone freshman point guard headed into a moment like this? Because as good as Isaiah Brockington has been, I cannot wait to watch Tyrese Hunter in this environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what he's done. I mean, not only is he one of only really three freshmen that played huge roles for their teams this year, the other two being on Baylor, Kendall Brown and Jeremy Sohan, but one of the only three that played a really big role for the team, and then also doing it at the most difficult position to do it, and that's point guard, where you're shouldering so much of the responsibility, and I think Tyrese handled that really well. Sure, he had some moments where he wasn't perfect. He turned it over probably a little bit too much for his liking, C.J. Otzelberger's liking. Corralled that some in the middle of the season. That's when Iowa State went on that winning streak. He was really good in the assist-to-turnover category there. And I think that's what it's going to take for Iowa State to have success. He has to take good care of the basketball, be really strong with the basketball, and then, go find his teammates. He did such a great job. When you think back to the comeback against Baylor, I think he ended up with 13 assists. He kept finding cutting Robert Jones and George Condit down the lane. And, when he's orchestrating like that and other guys are all getting involved because of him, then the team really does look pretty good offensively. And that's when Iowa State's at its best, is when Tyrese is really kind of out there orchestrating the whole thing. So hopefully he can do that again on Friday.
John, it's kind of, I just kind of had a moment where I'm like, man, we're really talking about this team in the NCAA tournament. And we've talked plenty about just how remarkable the turnaround has been, but it kind of maybe just sunk in for me. I don't know. It may have sunk in for you last night with all the festivities going on of Selection Sunday, but man, it just cannot be overstated how remarkable a season this has been.
It's been an amazing season, and hopefully the ride is just getting started. The crazy thing about the NCAA tournament, how many people picked BCU the year that they got to the Final Four? How many people thought Oregon State was going to make the Elite Eight last year? It happens all the time where some team that is completely forgotten about on its bracket comes out of nowhere and becomes kind of the darling of the whole thing. And why not Iowa State? As good a chance as anybody else is doing that, and it would be really fun to just get on Isaiah Brockington's shoulders and see how far he can take this group, and it could be a really fun ride.
Can't wait to hear you and Eric with the call on Friday night, John. Thanks again. Thanks so much, and we'll be in touch.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Cole.
John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network. He'll have the call alongside Eric Heft Friday night. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. And as John mentioned, it sounds like the Cyclone Radio Network going to have extended pregame coverage this Friday of that 6-11 matchup against LSU in Milwaukee, going on the air at 5 for roughly a 6:15 tip-off. So mark it down. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, make sure you've got the website 1650 The Fan bookmarked. You go to the on-air tab on the homepage, click on broadcast calendar in the drop-down menu, and you'll see everything we're bringing to you in terms of the NCAA tournament and everything else right there online. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up with Todd Kim. On the other side, it's Selection Show 2.0. The time has come, folks. The 2022 Bracket Attack Contest is here. Our 64 lucky registrants have been accounted for. And earlier this morning, via random draw, Mark Simpson and myself seeded this tournament, and you will find out next which team you are paired with and what that means for your chances at winning our grand prize, courtesy of Ted's Home and Hardware and all of our other great prizes from our great sponsors. You can find all that information at 1650thefan.com. A lot more to come on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is presented by the Iowa Department of Public Safety Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau. Impaired driving takes a life every hour in the U.S. Don't drive impaired.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State players are savoring an NCAA bid, which comes a year after the program suffered through a two-win season. Senior guard Isaiah Brockington was one of the players that transferred in to help a program that was picked to finish last in the Big 12.
We had outsiders come in and look at our practices and tell us that we were going to stink. Multiple people that were like, yeah, you know, you guys play hard, so, you know, good luck.
The Cyclones are the 11th seed in the Midwest Regional. They'll play LSU Friday night at 6:20 in Milwaukee. The Iowa Hawkeyes are 16th in the final AP survey. They'll open the NCAA tournament on Thursday afternoon with a game against Richmond. That's a 2:10 Iowa time tip-off. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Hey people, it's Kenny Mayne here reporting live from a Caesars Sportsbook commercial. Caesars hath decreed that when you bet your first $50, you get a $250 Uber Eats gift card. Quite a deal for your first bet. Use code RADIOEAT at sign-up.
Must be 21 and physically present in Iowa. New customers with eligible promo code only. Real money wagers only that have minimum odds of minus 200. $250 gift card redemption code accepts a redeemed gift card and will be sent via email within 72 hours. Uber gift card terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Start every car ride with peace of mind. Denver Insurance and Grinnell Mutual make sure you and your budget are well cared for. That's why we offer discounts for good students, safe driving, and more. Trust our coverage to move you forward. Trust in tomorrow. For more details and for all your insurance needs, contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Denver Insurance today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
When it's cold outside, you can dress for it. But when your furnace gives out, hey, a blanket fort can only do so much. So call your local one-hour heating and air conditioning. We'll replace your old furnace with a new high-efficiency one. And that beats a bunch of blankets any day. Right now, cozy up to big savings on a complete heating system. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1 hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Cedar Falls Schools reminds you that registration for the 2022-23 preschool program is now open. Simply go to cfschools.org, click on the Parents tab, and select preschool. The Cedar Falls Schools preschool program runs from 8:45 a.m. to 1:50 p.m. every school day, and is funded by the statewide voluntary preschool grant and Head Start. Children who will be age 4 by September 15th and live within the district boundaries are eligible to participate in the program. Tuition is free, space is limited, and the district follows a first-come, first-served policy. Contact the administration office with questions at 553-2422.
At Cedar Falls Schools, we strive to provide our students with the highest quality education. We embrace change as it represents the world our students enter as they continue along life's journey. We should all be incredibly proud of our students and staff. Thanks to all of our parents, for without your continued support, we could never accomplish our goals as a district.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Oh, yeah. If that tune right there does not bring a smile to your face, you need to check your pulse. You're in the wrong place. The time has come, folks. It is the selection show, the unveiling of the 2022 Bracket Attack Field. 64 lucky registrants. And if you were 65 or 66, you know, the difference could be not following us on Twitter, not liking the Facebook page, not having bookmarked 1650thefan.com and visiting every day. That's the difference. between a number of great prizes, including this year's grand prize, a $500 value Weber Performer Deluxe Charcoal Grill from our presenting sponsors, Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale. Quick shout out to all of our other sponsors, Rudy's Tacos, Beavers, Beaver Hills Country Club, Dale Howard Auto Center in Waverly, Karen's Print Right in Waterloo, and Simpson Floor Covering of Cedar Falls. All right, let's get to the getting. We start in the West region with the number one overall seed having the fortune of being attached to the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Your one seed in the West region of 2022 bracket attack, Paul Keller. Congratulations, Paul. Paul Keller, number one seed in the West region. The 16 seed trying to slay the dragon that is the Bulldogs. Raymond Benson, the 16 seed in the West region of 2022 bracket attack. We go to the 8-9 game in the West. Boise State, the 8 seed, Kyle D. Taylor. Kyle D. Taylor, the 8 seed, Boise State in the West. The 9 seed, Memphis, Jim Cramer. Jim Cramer, your 9 seed in the West. We go to the 5-12 matchup, UConn against New Mexico State. The 5 seed, UConn, goes to none other than Scott Connolly. The 12 seed, New Mexico State, Lucius Hilliard. The 4-13 matchup, Arkansas, goes to Michael Wells. That's a good 4 seed for Michael Wells. Arkansas takes on 13 seed Vermont. Vermont goes to Stacy McFarland. Next up in the West region of 2022 bracket attack, it is the 6-11 Alabama. Will take on the winner of Rutgers and Notre Dame. The 6 seed, Alabama, goes to Courtney Collins. The 11 seed, Rutgers or Notre Dame, belongs to Bo Pagel. The 3-14 matchup, mentioned it earlier today on the show, Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, take on the 14 seed, Montana State, in the West region. And that 3 seed, the Red Raiders of Texas Tech, go to Brian Schmidt. Meanwhile, the 14 seed, Montana State, the Bobcats, belong to Eric Carlson. Just 2 matchups left in the West region. We go to the 7-10 matchup, Michigan State, Sparty, the 7 seed. In the West, Nancy Sly. Nancy Sly has Sparty. The 10 seed that will take on Tom Izzo and Michigan State, Davidson. Davidson belongs to Keith Adams. And finally, rounding out the West region of 2022 bracket attack, the 2-15 game. The 2 seed Duke Blue Devils go to none other than Mark Fleming. Meanwhile, the 15 seed trying to pull off the epic upset, Cal State Fullerton, belongs to Andy Graber. We head to the East region. The 1 seed Baylor takes on 16 seed Norfolk State. Ryan Kleitch, the Baylor Bears, the 1 seed in the East, belong to you. The 16 seed Norfolk State go to Todd Fitzpatrick. Next up, the 8-9 game, UNC, the Tar Heels, take on Marquette. The 8 seed, the Tar Heels, go to Tyler Brown, while the 9 seed Marquette goes to Kenny Loftus. Next up, the 5-12 matchup. St. Mary's, the Gales. They are the 5 seed. They take on the winner of a first 4 matchup between Wyoming and Indiana. St. Mary's belongs to Travis Stainbrook. The 12 seed, Wyoming or Indiana, go to Tony McNally. In a 4-13 matchup, UCLA, the 4 seed, takes on a 13 seed in Akron. UCLA goes to Chris DeBauer. The 13 seed, trying to pull off the upset against the Bruins, Akron, belongs to Jeremy Schlater. 6 seed Texas will battle 11 seed Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech the upset kids, bringing home that ACC tournament title. 6-seed Texas goes to Matthew McConaughey. The 11-seed Virginia Tech Hokies go to Adam Peterson. Next up, the 314, a really good 3-seed up for grabs here. The Purdue Boilermakers, Brian Lugg, you've got the 3-seed Purdue. On the other side of that matchup, 14-seed, the winners out of the Patriot League, Yale, J.R. Friedhoff. You are the 14-seed Yale in the East Division. Two matchups left in the East Division. Region, I should say. The 7-10, Murray State, the Racers, who will join the Missouri Valley Conference this summer and have won more than 30 games. Marge Wesseman with the 7-seed Murray State. And a defending bracket attack champion gets the 10-seed San Francisco, Andy Moran. Andy, you have the 10-seed San Francisco. And rounding out the East region, the 215, Kentucky and St. Peter's, Jeff Beck. You get Kentucky and Jordan Payne. You've got the 15-seed St. Peter's. All right, here we go, folks. Into our third region, the South. And the number one seed, Arizona, takes on the winner of Bryant and Wright State. The one seed, Arizona, goes to Dan Praska. And trying to pull off an upset special with Wright State and Bryant. Whoever wins belongs to you, Chuck Sipple. You've got the 16 seed in the South region. Next up, the 8-9, Seton Hall, the 8, TCU, the 9. Madeline Seymour, you've got the 8 seed, Seton Hall. Dave Olison, you've got the 9 seed, TCU, the Horned Frogs. It's a 5-12 in the South between Houston and UAB, and Mike Baker gets the 5 seed, Houston. On the 12 line, it's Terry Mount. Terry, you have UAB. A very, very good 4 seed up next, Illinois, who will take on a potential upsetting squad in Chattanooga. Good one here, Jason Mallon. You get the 4 seed, Illinois. The 13 seed goes to Brett Engel. Brett Engel, you have Chattanooga in the South region. It's a 6-11 between Colorado State and Michigan. Even though Michigan shouldn't have been in the tournament, Matthew Reekers, you get the 11-seed Wolverines. When it comes to the Colorado State Rams, on that 6 line, Joe Leahy gets the 6-seed Colorado State Rams. Michigan shouldn't have been in, and Tennessee should have been a 2-seed. Nonetheless, the 3rd-seed Volunteers in the South go to Bob Hansen. Longwood will try to pull the upset as the 14-seed. Curtis Smith, you are the 14-seed in the South. You have Longwood. Next up, a 7-10. Ohio State limping into the tournament. They take on Loyola Chicago, winners of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. And the 7-seed in the South, Ohio State, goes to Brad Manal. Meanwhile, that 10-seed, the Ramblers, with the juice of Sister Jean. That 10-seed goes to Chris Mim. And rounding out the South region of 2022 bracket attack in this selection show, Villanova, the 2-seed, taking on Delaware, the 15-seed. Doug Bolin, you get the 2-seed Villanova. Kent Murphy, you get the 15-seed Delaware. And finally, our last region to unveil for 2022 bracket attack. We begin with the 1-seed Kansas, Kyle Everts. Kyle Everts, you get the 1-seeded Jayhawks, who will take on the winner of Texas Southern and Texas A&M Corpus Christi, which goes to 16-seed Thomas Benedict. Next up, the 8-9 game. San Diego State, the 8. Creighton, the 9. The 8-seed Jason Kinder with San Diego State. The 9-seed Dell Donaldson with Creighton. And, of course, now we're getting to our in-state teams. The 5 seed, the Iowa Hawkeyes, take on the 12 seed, Richmond. Dana Eggleston gets the 5 seed, the Iowa Hawkeyes. And Joseph Hoskins, I'm sorry if you're a Hawkeye fan, but you might be rooting against him as you get the 12 seed, the Richmond Spiders. In the 4-13, Providence, the 4 seed. South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, the 13 seed. Sean Fleming, you are the 4 seed. You get Providence. Josh Galvin, you are the 13 seed. You get South Dakota State. Next up, LSU, Iowa State. We've talked about it on the show today. LSU the 6, Iowa State the 11, a former champ. Tim Downs gets the 6 seed, LSU. Bob Seymour gets the 11 seed, Iowa State Cyclones. In a 3-14 matchup, Wisconsin, the 3 seed. Colgate, the 14. Josh Gates gets the 3rd seed, the Wisconsin Badgers. And the 14 seed, Colgate, goes to Anthony Baramez. Just 2 matchups to unveil left. A 7-10 USC taking on the U of Miami. USC, the Trojans, belong to Walter Seymour, the 7 seed in the Midwest. The 10 seed, Eddie Darafield, gets the U, the Miami Hurricanes. And finally, another defending champion, Clint Murdy, gets the 2 seed, Auburn. And the 15 seed, completing the 2022 Bracket Attack Bracket, Brandon Rogers, gets the 15 seed, Jacksonville State. Good luck, everybody. The bracket will be online shortly at 1650thefan.com. We'll take this final timeout, come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Tom Brady announced on Twitter Sunday night that there's unfinished business to take care of, so he's coming out of the shortest retirement to date. The tweet read, "These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates and I love my supportive family. They make it all possible. I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa, unfinished business, LFG." Another quarterback making news, the Vikings are signing Kirk Cousins to a 1-year, $35 million fully guaranteed extension. The Cardinals and Zach Ertz have agreed to a 3-year, $31.65 million deal. And the Cowboys and Michael Gallup have agreed to a 5-year, $62.5 million deal. Gallup tore the ACL in his left knee in January, but the Cowboys appear optimistic about his outlook in 2022. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The NFL offseason has gotten off to an incredibly hot start. We've seen Russell Wilson, Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack all change teams in the last 2 weeks. Not to mention, we finally put an end to the Aaron Rodgers drama, at least for one season. But yesterday, the NFL offseason got even crazier. Tom Brady officially announced he's back. Back playing for the Buccaneers. To be honest, it's not that big of a surprise, right? Brady led the league in passing yards, passing touchdowns last year, so hard to say that he's slowing down. And when you look at the rest of the NFC, there aren't many quarterbacks who scare you. Tampa's roster is also still loaded. The announcement will give the Bucs a little leverage with their 24 free agents. If Tampa can get some of those key guys back, Brady's return could make them a strong contender in the NFC. And who knows? Maybe we'll even see a Peyton Manning-like ending to Tom Brady's Hall of Fame career. That would be a Super Bowl. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Everyone in golf says they're number one at something. But when Odyssey says they're the number one putter on tour, I don't think anybody can argue. Odyssey, the number one putter on every major tour in 2021. Number one in worldwide wins. At the last 37 major championships across PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tours, not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won more majors in 2021 with an Odyssey. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
I would call that a Power Hour that we just had, that we're wrapping up. That was a lot of fun. The Bracket Attack 2022 selection show, in case you just joined us. If you're one of the 64 lucky registrants in the competition, one, you should have got an email from me late last week. I think Friday I got that sent out. So check your spam folder if you didn't get one from me, Cole at Koloff Media. And two, along with the podcast going up now at 1650thefan.com, the official bracket will be online for your consumption here in just a few short moments. Got to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network. I am back tomorrow from at 5.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.